Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Friday, April 3rd. Expect new guidelines from the CDC about covering your face in public, what to know now, and why the nation's top doctors say it's still not enough. Also, while unemployment claims spike to a new record, we're learning more about when you might actually get that stimulus check. Plus, the Patriots team plane put to good use, catch up on HBO movies for free, and Feel Good Friday. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Even with all the medical expertise out there, social distancing is still the single best way to slow the spread of the coronavirus. That's the most recent advice from the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator. Dr. Deborah Birx is again pleading with Americans to follow those guidelines, stay inside as much as possible, and stay 6 feet away from other people when you do go out. She went on to clarify some of the other restrictions. For example, we've all heard gatherings of 10 or more people should be avoided, but Dr. Birx says don't take that to mean we can keep having dinner parties or game nights with small groups. In fact, we shouldn't be spending time with anyone we don't have to. Keep it to immediate family members or roommates. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told CNN he thinks the whole country should be under a mandatory stay-at-home order. President Trump has mostly left it up to state governors to decide that, and some experts told NPR it's actually not clear if the White House even has the legal power to mandate it across the country. Either way, there are national guidelines out there, and because of city and state orders, 90% of Americans are under required social restrictions. And some new national guidelines could be coming soon. Top White House officials said again the CDC may suggest all Americans wear cloth masks in public. Until now, health officials have said that's not necessary unless you're sick and coughing. But more research came out this week finding the virus is easily spread by people without any symptoms. The CDC is reportedly preparing the new guidance now, and Vice President Mike Pence said it'll be released in the, quote, coming days. Some cities, like LA and New York City, have already issued that advice. That being said, medical-grade masks should still be saved for healthcare workers who have to come within 6 feet of infected people daily. For the rest of us, bandanas, scarves, or other kinds of cloth coverings can add another layer of protection. Even then, top doctors say you still need to maintain distance from others, so don't let wearing a mask give you a false sense of security. Also this week, another unfortunate milestone. There are now more than a million COVID-19 cases worldwide. And really, the number is likely much higher since that only accounts for reported cases. About a quarter of those are here in the United States. And the supplies needed to treat infected people are in high demand. A drug shortage specialist told the New York Times masks, ventilators, and medications are running dangerously low. So President Trump invoked the Defense Production Act to try and fix supply chain issues. The two most recent orders require companies, including GE, to make ventilators and for 3M to make more N95 masks. It's still not clear if they'll be enough or get out fast enough. And some critics have said Trump should have taken this action even earlier. For now, to help beef up the supply, the federal government is also cracking down on hoarding and price gouging. Earlier this week, the Justice Department and FBI agents seized a huge valuable stash belonging to just one man who was marking up the prices as much as 700% to make a profit. During the raid, law enforcement found hundreds of thousands of masks, gloves, gowns, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant. Now all of those supplies are being distributed to medical personnel. For the second week in a row, a record number of people applied for unemployment. The U.S. Labor Department reported 6.6 million new jobless claims. That's 10 times the weekly record set in 1982. And it doubles last week's total, meaning about 10 million Americans are newly out of work. And it may be a little bit longer before some people start seeing relief. NBC News obtained a congressional memo that lays out a timeline for the personal payments promised under the new government stimulus package. Remember, that stimulus allows the government to give up to $1,200 to most adults and $500 for children. The memo says most Americans have direct deposit information on file, so they'll get their payment sooner, likely the week of April 13th. The direct deposit information comes from the last 2 years of tax returns. But for those who have not given their direct deposit info yet, the Treasury Department now says the IRS is setting up a web portal for you. About 3 weeks after those electronic payments go out, then the IRS will start issuing paper checks, most likely the week of May 4th. It will take nearly 5 months to send all of those. That means it could be October before everyone gets their payments. The lowest income Americans will get their checks first. Also, when it comes to the rest of the $2.2 trillion stimulus package, Democrats in Congress started an oversight committee to review how the aid is handed out and investigate how the private sector is actually spending government funds. Even though House Leader Nancy Pelosi will be the one to create the committee, she said she hopes both Democrats and Republicans will be involved. President Trump responded by calling the idea of more oversight redundant and a, quote, witch hunt. Okay, so the new coronavirus has not canceled the presidential race, but it has certainly slowed it down. The Democratic National Convention is now postponed because of this pandemic. It was supposed to happen in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in mid-July, but now it's pushed back until mid-August. Remember, the convention is when Democrats officially nominate which candidate will take on President Trump in November. Usually, it's mostly ceremonial, but this year, with two Democrats still vying for the nomination, it could take on deeper meaning. The event is usually packed. This year, The Hill reports Democrats are still trying to determine the, quote, most appropriate structure. In other words, its possible attendance will still be limited. By the way, the Republican National Convention, where Trump will officially be nominated, is still on the schedule as planned. It's set for late August in Charlotte, North Carolina. And still scheduled for this Tuesday is the Wisconsin primary. A judge did extend the deadline for people to request absentee ballots to 5 p.m. today, so fewer people will have to show up in person. All right, we have more lighter news ahead, but let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. It's the world's largest online destination for finding and managing family care, and it's called Care.com. Working from home, need an extra hand with the kids or pets, want to run errands for an out-of-town loved one? Care.com helps millions of families find high-quality care for their children, aging loved ones, home, and pets. Care.com has the largest selection of local caregivers, allowing you to find trusted, reliable, and affordable caregivers for any and all of your needs. I appreciate the features of their premium membership, providing the opportunity to not only search, but also get access to background check options, read reviews, see qualifications and certifications, and more, all in one spot. And I've heard great things from friends who have used Care.com specifically to help with their kids. Plus, right now, you can get a special offer, save 30% off a premium membership when you go to care.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy. Yes, save 30% off a premium membership when you go to care.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy. Now, back to the news. For the first time, the FDA just okayed a blood test that can detect COVID-19. Until now, the only approved test was using a sample from a nose or throat swab. This test will use a finger prick of blood. So what's the difference between these? Well, this test produces results a lot faster. Doctors should know if it's positive or negative in about 15 minutes instead of a few days. It looks for protective antibodies that show if a patient may have been exposed and might have some immunity. The problem, though, it's less accurate, and it might not recognize the virus in the first few days of infection. The FDA says this new test cannot be used as the sole basis for diagnosis. It should just help doctors alongside a full medical review and other lab tests. And the FDA made another big announcement this week. It's now allowing gay men, bisexual men, and their female partners to donate blood only 3 months after their last sexual encounter. Before now, it was a 12-month waiting period. Anyone who had a tattoo or piercing can also now wait only 3 months instead of a year. The agency made the changes because of the severe blood shortage the country is facing right now. The coronavirus has meant more canceled donation drives and fewer people volunteering to give because they're social distancing. It is worth noting, giving blood is still allowed right now, and extra precautions are being taken at the donation sites. The New England Patriots team plane is back in use, but not for football. It touched down in China this week to pick up more than 1 million N95 masks, which are desperately needed by U.S. doctors and nurses treating COVID-19 patients. The Wall Street Journal reports the team plane spent only 3 hours on the ground in China, then returned to Boston yesterday where the National Guard was ready to pick up the supplies. The Patriots owner ended up paying $2 million to make this happen. Also, there's a big focus on feeding the hungry right now, since so many people have lost their jobs and kids aren't getting school lunches. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos has reportedly donated $100 million to the nonprofit Feeding America, which runs more than 200 food banks across the country. A different program called America's Food Fund is getting help from Apple, the Ford Foundation, and actor Leonardo DiCaprio. HBO is making a bunch of its TV shows and movies free starting today. So whether you're a subscriber or not, you can stream favorite shows like The Sopranos, Succession, Veep, and True Detective, along with popular movies like Sucker Punch and Happy Feet 2. In all, 500 hours of programming will be free on HBO and HBO Go. Speaking of freebies, Amazon will be streaming movies from the South by Southwest Film Festival for free. Remember, that festival was canceled last month, so a lot of these movies have not been seen yet. Engadget reports Amazon will stream them for 10 days on Prime Video, likely starting sometime this month. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. And Feel Good Friday is brought to you by Magic Spoon, the best way to recreate your favorite childhood cereal, but in a healthy way, with zero sugar and 12 grams of protein, and flavors like fruity and cocoa. And you can order it online. Just go to magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use the code newsworthy for free shipping. Okay, so today's story is about how communities around the globe are coming together in a pretty unique way. If you see teddy bears appearing along streets or in windows, that's to help the neighborhood kids get through this pandemic. USA Today reports people are putting the stuffed animals out so kids can go on teddy bear scavenger hunts during walks with their parents. The idea is this will unite neighborhoods even from a distance and help keep children occupied since playdates are on hold. It's really taking off in some areas. In one Iowa community, children have spotted more than 250 teddy bears in windows. All right, thank you so much for listening. And as always, you can read more about all the news stories mentioned in this episode. Just go to thenewsworthy.com and click episodes. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend. Hey, it's Erica here with a quick note about a podcast you should be adding to your playlist right now. It's called The Jordan Harbinger Show. My friend Jordan is the host, and he's such a great interviewer. It makes this show really unique and useful how he does his interviews. So here he is to tell us a little bit about it.
Thanks, Erica. Recently on the show, we had Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I thought he was a great guest because we're talking about a scientist maintaining childlike curiosity as the key to science. Right now, there's all this fake science, fake news, people that aren't scientists talking about science, cognitive bias that's getting in the way. So Neil deGrasse Tyson is telling us how science transcends bias, why you don't have to be a math wizard to pursue science, why science denial has surged so dramatically in recent years, so why people are starting to think like the earth is flat again, which is just like, ugh, I can't take it. So he's a super fun guest. We actually ended up reading some poetry. I know that sounds weird, but it's Neil deGrasse Tyson, so he does it and it's really entertaining. And that was a really fun recent episode, number 327 of The Jordan Harbinger Show.
And we'll link to it in our show notes here on The Newsworthy. Thank you. Go check it out, The Jordan Harbinger Show. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday.